Supporters of Prop 8, California's ban on same-sex marriage, say they feel encouraged by yesterday's ruling from a federal appeals court. The Ninth Circuit put gay marriages on indefinite hold while the case moves to appeal. Prop 8 supporters have been arguing for exactly that kind of delay ever since a lower court judge cleared the way for same-sex marriages to begin tomorrow. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports.
Last week, a big whoop went up on the steps of the U.S. District Courthouse in San Francisco as the news filtered out. Weddings for same-sex couples could resume on Wednesday, August 18th at 5 p.m., barring appeal. That appeal happened immediately when supporters of California's same-sex marriage ban went to the Ninth Circuit Court. They asked that marriages be put on hold while the case is on appeal, and that's exactly what the three-judge panel granted. For gay couples who were planning to wed tomorrow, it was another disappointing delay. Thea Lavin had been set to marry her partner in San Francisco Wednesday evening.
When you've been waiting your whole life to get civil rights and to be able to marry the person that you love, a few more months or another year doesn't feel like that long. And we can wait until this is resolved, but I hope it doesn't take that long.
Lavin and other couples could be waiting for months, even years, as the case runs its course, says Erwin Chemerinsky, dean of the UC Irvine School of Law.
In practical terms, it means that gay and lesbian couples can't get married in California until and unless the Ninth Circuit affirms Judge Walker's opinion.
Waiting isn't a bad thing, says Chapman University law professor John Eastman. He says the Ninth Circuit ruling shows the court is willing to listen to both sides of the case, including people who support Prop 8, the marriage ban.
As a technical matter, the fact that the Ninth Circuit issued a stay, the legal standards is they found that the plaintiffs or the proponents have a substantial likelihood of success on the merits. And I think they've got to be greatly encouraged by the issuance of the stay by the Court of Appeals yesterday.
The question now is whether outside groups that support Prop 8 will be allowed to join the legal arguments. The state of California is the only official party that has clear legal standing to argue that the marriage ban is constitutional. And both the governor and the attorney general have indicated they won't. Eastman believes the appeals court has shown a willingness to listen to other Prop 8 proponents. Briefs from all sides will be filed from September through November, and opening oral arguments are scheduled for early December. That's warp speed in the legal world, notes Carl Tobias of the University of Richmond's School of Law.
Usually, the average in the Ninth Circuit is about 16 months. So you can see that this is much shorter than the typical appeal.
UC Irvine's Chemerinsky agrees that the appeal is moving quickly through the system, but also acknowledges that this still isn't quick enough for same-sex couples who are waiting to marry.
For couples that hope to get married on Wednesday, this is a serious disappointment. On the other hand, given how slowly the wheels of justice often turn, it is expedited compared to how the Ninth Circuit usually handles matters, even when they say they're doing expedited review.
Some couples, like San Francisco Tom Watson and his partner, are resigned to waiting.
For now, our tuxedos are going back into the closet, but we're not.
Those tuxedos might be in storage for a while. No matter which way the court rules, the losing side will certainly appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. If the court decides to hear the case, it means a decision probably won't be issued until sometime in 2012. Chapman's John Eastman says it's time for the buck to stop there.
Both sides have announced that whatever the Ninth Circuit decides, they plan on asking the Supreme Court to take the case. And I think that's important. Obviously, this is an issue that's now going to affect the entire nation. And at some point, the highest court in the land is going to have to weigh in.
But first, the Ninth Circuit has to weigh in. And so the wait continues. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.